A new future begins now. And what of those who say, well, maybe we could change the world, but not in my lifetime, so why should I try? According to Buddhism, it is not what we achieve in our lives, but what we at least die trying to achieve that gives meaning to our existence. Susan B. Anthony never lived to see the passage of the 19th Amendment, yet millions of women live infinitely more empowered lives because of her. Her tireless efforts for generations of women she would never even know provided half of all Americans, and I think the other half as well, with a greater capacity to express themselves fully. Surely on some heavenly level, her soul receives the blessings she gave. And now, in our time, and through our efforts, we are called to a great vision, to think the thoughts of a world at peace, infused with total love. For until we think the thoughts of peace, peace will not be ours. We will end war not because we hate it so much. We will end it by loving peace so much more. We will love it enough to try to live it in our own lives. We will wage a preemptive peace in our hearts and in our politics, and then one day we will notice that war has disappeared. Years from now, when we ourselves are no longer remembered, people will live on a peaceful planet, not knowing who to bless, not knowing who to thank. Children will ask their parents, "Is it true there was once a time when people had wars?" And the parents will say, "Yes, there was such a time, but a very, very long time ago. Wars don't happen anymore." And when that happens, surely on some level our souls will receive the blessing we gave. We will lift our glasses to the heaven we're already in, and with both tears and laughter we will howl, "We did it!" No matter who you are or what you've done, God is aware of your willingness to work on His behalf. If you have stumbled and then gotten back up, whether you stumble through your own doing or someone else's intent to harm you or both, you will arise now with new power. You will speak with deeper credibility and carry a deeper compassion for those who suffer. You will have gained wisdom and humility and will never again be as easily tricked by the ego. You are further prepared for service to God. This is a time in all our lives to deal with those issues that we've pushed into the back of a drawer that keep us from performing at less than 100%. This is the time for us to make a radical break from our weaker selves, devoting each day to the total elimination of whatever ego energies remain attached to our psyches to ruin our lives. This cannot be done without prayer. It cannot be done without work. It cannot be done without brutal self-honesty. It cannot be done without forgiving self and others. It cannot be done without love. But when it is done, we achieve spiritual mastery. The rock in front of our tomb is removed. Our spirit resurrects, and we are ready for the light. We are ready in the sense that we can contain it now. We have come at last to live in the comfort of our own skin. We realize the huge calling of history at this time. Our world needs spiritual giants, and it takes not ego, but humility to sign up for the effort. Many of our problems arose because we chose to play small, thinking there we would find safety. But we were born with wings, and we're meant to spread them. Anything less will hurt us, will deny love to ourselves and others, and will mean that we end our lives not ever having flown the flight of spiritual glory. We're ready to go forward. We have been called to a collective genius, and each of us will be prepared by God to play our part. Now imagine yourself as you would like to be. Close your eyes and see yourself as elegant, dignified, and calm. See yourself as smart, insightful, humble, and kind. Imagine all your weaknesses replaced by strength, and do not stop. Remain in stillness with your eyes closed for as long as you can, for you are conceiving new life. Ask the Spirit of God to come into you and give you birth into the fullness of your possible self. Whatever the portal through which you enter the house of God, know that His house is where you are truly at home. It is where you will find who you are, receive repair in your soul, heal from the world, and begin again. You will go back into the darkness of the world and bring to it your light. You will have experienced a miracle, and through you others will experience them too. For God so loves you and loves the world that He is sending it the person He has created you to be. Remember, in any situation, only what you're not giving can be lacking. Bring the love of God, and you will bless all things. He will be at your left, and He will be at your right. He will be in front of you, and He will be behind you. Wherever you go, He will be there with you. And together, you will change the world.